This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s, 804-888-8888. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's big ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicine to improve lives.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales & Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome all Wahoos and ACC fans. Frank and Hobbo in studio. Despite the strange weather forecast, we are here.
We're here. No snow tonight, so be careful tomorrow and Wednesday because it could be interesting, but it's always good to be here, and we've been in studio. Even during COVID, we were in studio.
That's so right. Neither rain.
We've been here.
Neither rain, nor sleet, nor even snow, or much less COVID. Hey, and we have a special guest in studio tonight, Yogi Biggs.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Let me tell you, that threw Jody Smith for a curveball right there. They're old ticket partners for basketball games.
And
all right.
a former UVA baseball player. That's why he's here, and
That's
we're
right.
going to talk a little baseball during and particularly later in the show. But right now, we got another special guest on the line.
We have Hall of Fame sports writer and all-around great guy. I mean, that might be his real calling. All-around great guy, Jerry Ratcliffe.
And he's been around almost as long as I have.
That is impossible.
Mr. Jefferson was still walking the campus when I first got to UVA. He was a very nice man. You know, I mean, he was a little elderly. He didn't get around real well, but he was very pleasant, kind. You know, he was very proud of the university. But, hey, Jerry, I assume you never met Mr. Jefferson, even though you've been around a long time.
Didn't he have a little bit of a limp with his left
oh,
leg?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it was endearing. You know, I mean, you just really appreciated that. But
absolutely.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Let's start with this. You know, a week ago when we were doing this show, it was right before the Pitt game, and Hobbo was a little discouraged.
He was moping.
And depressed. And in the last week, it seems like somebody's flipped a switch. What has happened with the basketball team relative to the Pitt and Georgia Tech games?
I think these guys just matured in their roles a little bit and become more comfortable in the offense. Still struggling a little bit on defense, but they're playing much better than they were. And, you know, all along, even though they were losing some games, Ron Sanchez kept pointing out that he was seeing signs of them getting better at little things and also working hard in practice on rebounding and taking care of the basketball. And that's two things they've really shored up of late. I mean, they dominated the boards against Georgia Tech, and Andrew Rohde has turned into a really solid point guard. We all thought at the beginning of the season he was going to be a liability, but he's playing lights-out basketball.
Yeah, he's been amazing. I think the emergence of Day-Day Ames, I don't know who's the point guard and who's not, but they're sharing the point guard responsibilities. But you're right, Rohde, those Pitt, Georgia Tech, he had 9 assists, 0 turnovers in both games, which is terrific. So he's found something, and as you say, it just seems like he's got some confidence. McNeely had a good game, so it looks like the guard rotation has really developed into a nice situation with Murray and Sharma coming off the bench to give some help.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this, since January 21st, Rhodey has 33 assists and only one turnover, I think. And his assist-to-turnover ratio leads the entire country over that period of time. So he's really stepped up. And Day-Day, we always knew he was a scorer. I mean, he scored 65 points in one game in high school. But we just haven't seen it. And, you know, I think he was kind of playing out of position. He's more of a shooting guard than he is a point guard. So they're trying to get him more opportunities to put it up. And he's certainly taking advantage of it. He's not shy.
Well, let's dig a little deeper with that, Jerry. I said at the beginning of the season, after the first time I saw Day-Day, I said, they just need to turn him loose. And everybody kind of giggled and laughed. They said, well, I don't know. He doesn't look like any. I said, listen, he's a creator. And he's a scorer. And it turns out he's got a pretty reliable step-back jumper. And he makes his free throws. So if you make the mistake of fouling him, he puts them both, you know, in the nets. And this is a completely different team now. I mean, Rhodey's assists are unbelievable. But Day-Day scoring, teams don't know what to do, and then that all of a sudden IMAC is wide open on the wing for threes, Hobbo.
Well, now that they have to worry about Day-Day, that gives McNeely an opportunity to find some open slots, and he's not the focus of the defense trying to stop him. Jerry, the other thing I think that really has emerged is Anthony Robinson. I have always thought, I saw him in the blue-white game back in October, and I saw him and I said, man, that kid's an athlete. And I think he really, as he develops, it's almost not only is he helping the team, but he's making Blake Buchanan better by taking some of the pressure off Blake, I think.
I absolutely agree with both of you. Robinson gives him a more physical presence inside, and kind of what Blake doesn't give them, although Blake is playing a lot more aggressive basketball now, and he's coming close to a double-double almost every time he hits the floor. I think they just needed to find a way to get that aggressiveness to come out in him, and they have found the key to do it. And you're right, I think Robinson compliments him and takes a little pressure off of him, and if they can get Saunders healthy again, that's a pretty formidable front line they've got going there. And I totally agree that, you know, the fact that Rhodey and Ames being able to shoot from the perimeter and create a little bit is taking a ton of pressure off McNeely. And now we're seeing him score about 20 points a game.
You know, the other thing, too, is Day-Day, Robinson, and Kofi bring some athletic ability that this team seemed to lack early in the season.
Yeah, no question about it. That was a big thing that held them back, I think, early on. I'm sure they wish they could get some of those games back now that these guys are kind of maturing and being more comfortable in their roles. I'm sure they would love to get back and play Memphis and some of these other teams again, and some of those close games they lost. They might be able to turn those results around. But yeah, they're playing so good right now. And, you know, it's a good reflection of what Ron Sanchez has done. I mean, when they were playing so poorly for a while there, he could have easily just tanked it and let them fall to the bottom of the ACC. But, you know, right now they're tied for ninth, and a couple more wins, they could get up in the upper division of the conference.
Well, let's talk about that, Jerry. You know, one thing that I've noticed in recent games is Rod is playing 9 guys. And if you've got 9 players, you can wear another team down because you're just substituting to fit situations throughout the game, and you're not worried about anybody, quote, carrying anything. The cool thing to me is looking at the schedule, Virginia has this whole week to practice and prepare to go down to VPI to play the Hokies down there in Castle on the 15th. Then they come home and they play a quick turnaround game against Duke at home in an 8 o'clock game in JPJ. And then Virginia travels 5 days later down to Chapel Hill to play the Tar Heels. And then 4 days after that, they travel to Wake and Winston-Salem. So really, Virginia could make some serious noise right now. And what are your thoughts just in terms of the schedule and how this team has suddenly figured it out and started to play really good basketball?
Yeah, I mean, they certainly have some opportunities coming up. You look at three of those games, certainly winnable games. I think the big one is in Blacksburg on Saturday. If they can find a way to steal that one and keep the momentum going, not a whole lot of people are going to beat Duke, but who knows? I mean, Clemson did the other night. But, you know, you could possibly steal. Yeah, it's going to be tough because they're all three on the road. But Carolina, Virginia Tech, Carolina, and Wake Forest, that's they're all winnable games if you can continue to play the kind of basketball they have the last week or two.
All those teams have imbalances. You know, Carolina does not rebound. They do not rebound. They don't know that rebounding is part of the game now, which is so strange to say, but I've watched them play.
Well, it's weird because Carolina, for the first time and almost ever, has no interior presence.
At all.
Yeah, you're right.
But you watch, you know, Wake has a very peculiar team.
Yeah, they're pretty good, and they're you know, that's a week and a half away, so that's down the road, but they're really tough to beat in Winston-Salem. But you're right about one thing. The game Saturday against the Hokies is big, and Tech has been playing better in the last couple of weeks as well, so that's, it's going to be a challenge, but the way we played in the last week, I think we got a great shot. Jerry, let me ask you the elephant in the room question. Ron Sanchez, will he be back next year? Or how much does the team have to do the rest of the year for him to get a contract?
Well, I don't know who might know that. Whoever it is, they're not sharing it with the rest of us.
Okay. I know it's speculation.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's going to be tough. The fact that they're playing much better now certainly gives him an opportunity. And, you know, Carla Williams said from the get-go that the national search for the next coach, that Ron Sanchez is part of that search. So it's never like that they didn't consider him a candidate. So, you know, the cake has to bake a little bit more, and we'll see. But I think, you know, certainly they have to get to the ACC tournament. They have to finish, I think, with a winning record. But it's hard to know what people upstairs are thinking when they don't share their thoughts with you, and certainly they're not doing that. We do know that there's an active search going on, and that they have reached out to various potential candidates around the country. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think they're going to have to, just because of the portal timing, I think it opens up after the Sweet 16. They're going to have something in place just to be able to handle all that transition. And, I think that puts more expediency into what's going on. But, you know, if he can continue to get this team to play the way it has the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and stack up wins, I mean, it's just sort of a continuance of what Tony Bennett built here.
If he goes 4-3 and goes down and wins the first game in the tournament, they're going to have a hard time giving him his walking papers. Because they don't want to, you don't want to tear down the whole program.
Well, I think the thing is,
if you have a winning record,
this is a young team, and potentially Tane Murray's the only guy that doesn't have an eligibility left, so
Right.
So they have a potential for bringing a lot of people back if they have stability in the coaching situation.
And they have NIL money to go out and get a super player to round things out. I mean, I think the risk of bringing in somebody with high hopes that is going to get overpaid with huge guarantee is the same foolishness that, you know, and that you end up in the doghouse for years. I mean,
you don't want
Indiana's doing a big search, supposedly, yeah. And Woodson is going out the door. And what are they going to do? I mean, they've been floundering ever since Crean left.
Well, I think if Ron leaves, a bunch of the players will leave too. Do you agree with that, Jerry?
Oh, absolutely. I think so. You want to avoid something like Louisville went through, where you keep searching for the flavor of the month, and it just doesn't happen. A lot of people were happy with the way they're happy with Tony Bennett Ball, and they like the continuity, the fact that there's a lot of banners in that arena over there that we saw Saturday when they raised Tony's banner up with the rest of those ACC championships. And, you know, this is just a continuance if they can get things.
Well, you're right, and we'll see. You're correct about one thing. They got to keep playing well and win some games down the stretch. But anyway, Jerry, we thank you for your time as always, and we'll see you and talk to you soon. All right, we're going to be back with the Virginia Injury Report.
Thanks,
after
Jerry.
These commercial messages, stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Oh yeah, we're back. Full Chicago there to warm your souls. We've got Dr. O from Ortho Virginia joining us now, and we love Ortho Virginia. They've been with us from day one.
Day one.
Been 16 years ago, and that's remarkable.
And 16 years, and in my case, three surgeries.
You know what? What else can they work on?
My other knee.
Okay, good.
And Dr. O could do it. You know, what the heck? Dr., we thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, fellas, how y'all doing, man?
We're doing well. I think this is the first time we've had you on after a Duke loss. You know, now, the Dukies are coming to Charlottesville next Monday. You got tickets? Are you going over for the contest?
No, I'm going to miss it, man. But listen, it's a rare occurrence. So, I mean, get me while you can, man.
That's right. You know,
don't get cocky there, big man.
You know, your lads are pretty good. You're right about that. You may be looking at a Final Four again this year, but who knows. But, hey, injury-wise, one of the Virginia guards, Andrew Rohde, he's been wearing a sleeve on his calf. The last couple of days.
That's his right calf?
That's right. It is his right calf. Now, I just joked when we were off air that he should wear one on the left calf, too, because he's playing really well all of a sudden with his sleeve on his calf. What do you suspect is going on with his calf that they have that support sleeve on it?
Yeah, well, that kind of thing, I'm going to suspect it's some kind of gastrocnemius. That's the calf muscle.
That's what we were discussing, too.
Yeah.
And, How do you spell that?
Can really help. Yeah, I'm not needing it.
Hey.
I'll text you. I'll email it to you.
Thank you.
Quadwell, I'm sorry for that. Hobo does this about once a year. He just spazzes out. So.
You know, when these docs start using these fancy terms, although I was an academic All-American, I want you to know that.
And I think we need to look at those records again.
All right, doctor, I apologize for interrupting. Go ahead.
No, you're good. No, so basically a calf strain is what I'm getting at. Okay. And that compression can really help in those situations. I mean, I'm sure they're rehabbing him, trying to build the eccentric strength in that leg, making it strong enough to protect itself.
Now, is that something they'll just have him wear for the rest of the year just to make sure it doesn't get re-injured or anything?
I would think until he's feeling better. I mean, a lot of times we don't really want people relying on these devices. We want your muscles to really become that brace is the goal. So I'd imagine when he's strong enough to support himself and feel good about it, he'd stop using it.
Well, he's been playing great. You know, another player that was wearing a boot and missed three games was Elijah Sanders. And he's a forward, about, 6'8", Hobo?
I would say so, yeah.
He may be listed taller in the program, but I think he's 6'8". He came back and played in two different elements of the game. I think he played for about 4 or 5 minutes the first half, and then he came back and played.
He played 10:47 total.
See, about 5 minutes.
About 5 minutes in both halves.
I think they were clocking him, but he came back in, and they talked about him. Coach Sanchez said he's got to catch up. You know, he's got to get back into the rhythm of the offense and all that sort of thing. But if he was wearing a boot, we figured that's probably a sprained ankle. But it wasn't a high sprain. A high sprain, he'd have been out for the rest of the year probably. What do you think, what are they doing to treat that, Dr. O?
I would say the biggest thing that gets neglected thinking about ankle sprains is the loss of balance and what we call proprioception, which is knowing where your leg is in space. Mm. And the reason why that's a big thing is ankle sprains will beget more ankle sprains if that's not addressed. So I imagine that's the rehab team's big focus right now, is getting that strength up enough and getting the proprioception back so he feels safe. And getting the rhythm back with his ankle sprains is key to avoiding repeated injuries.
Yeah, and one of the problems when you get hurt during the season, you lose practice time, you lose conditioning, and your timing and your, you know, ability to go out there and play extended minutes gets diminished. So that would be a factor as well. So, but Doctor, you know, best of luck to your Dukies, except next Monday night. You know, we're going to try to steal one from you next Monday in Charlottesville. We're playing better all of a sudden. Frank's got a comment.
Hold on. I looked on the schedule. You guys are about to play California in Cameron. That's this Wednesday.
That's a gimme putt.
And then you're going to play Stanford, and they've got one guy that's like 6'11 or 7 feet tall.
So is that also in Durham?
That's also in Durham. But then you have to go to JPJ. And that's where we're going to get you.
That's where they're going to have
Wahoos are lying in wait this time.
They're
going to
have a little hiccup
wait
at JPJ.
Waiting, huh?
Hey, well, listen, we had to wait a long time. But listen, we wish you well, and thank you for joining us tonight. And thank you and all your colleagues at Ortho Virginia. Have a great night.
All right, we're going to be back with the gentleman who's been sitting here patiently, Yogi Biggs. We're going to talk a little Virginia baseball when we return. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC. Equal housing limit.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, here we go. Segment three, Who's Talking Tonight? This is show number 24, Hobbo, of season 16. And believe it or not, this is number 552.
It is hard to believe, going back to August 2009 when we began this baby.
Yeah.
You know, neither of us look any different.
Yeah, that's amazing. What's amazing.
16 years later.
We've done very well. All right.
Now, Yogi here, on the other hand, I mean, he looks very distinguished. Let's use that word, with the silver hair. I think we're going to run for governor.
Erudite. All right, hey, without further ado, he's been so patient. Yogi is someone I've gotten to know over the years, and, you know, I kind of knew of Yogi, but I didn't really know Yogi, but I feel like today I've learned a lot.
He's got a lot of funny lines. He does. That's a different Yogi.
That's Yogi Berra.
I see.
All right. Our guest here in studio, Yogi Biggs, graduated from Woodbury Forest, just like my dad. And he played shortstop at third base and pitched a little. Then he got to Virginia. I thought he'd try to play football. And I'm looking at him like going, dude, I don't know what happened there. Your eyes are way bigger than your stomach. He walked on to try to be a punter and fortunately didn't get killed. Stuart Thomas, who I knew at Virginia, apparently got a hold of you on an end around.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And that broke me in half.
Oh, well, Stuart would probably giggle at that, but I don't think it's funny because I like you. Anyway, then you said, you know, that's enough of this. And you told Coach Welsh that I've had enough.
Absolutely.
And then you went over and you approached Dennis Womack, the coach of the baseball team, and you said, you know, I'd like to try it for the baseball team. And how did that go?
He pretty much told me to get in line with the other 50 guys that were out there that were, were actually trying out, stuck us at the center field fence, and to see who could actually get the ball to second base on the fly. I would say out of 50 guys, 30 could not actually get the ball halfway to second base.
Why were they trying out?
Everybody, because I asked a lot of guys, why are you out here? And they just said, well, we just wanted to say we tried out for the University of Virginia baseball team. And back in 1981, 82, Virginia was not exactly the Virginia that they are today in baseball. That was back when we had a dirt infield. We maxed out at usually 10 fans per game. People didn't know where we were. We used to be over at the Colonnades. Now we were just stuck way over on the other side of U-Haul. But we were excited if we had more than like
you were kind of near the train tracks, right?
We were by the train tracks, and we had wooden bleachers. Basically only could hold probably maybe 150 people. That was probably the maximum.
Well, old tennis courts used to be near there, and Hank Harris, who's been on our show, Hank said they had a handmade shed that they would keep the tennis balls and the ball racks and some other equipment in there, and he said they had to build it themselves. You described the infield at UVA back in 81 as being dirt.
It was dirt, and until when the Georgia Tech football game where they set the football field on fire and they got rid of that AstroTurf, they took that burnt field and they gave us an infield, so we ended up with the old burnt AstroTurf from the football field was our first AstroTurf infield.
I like the way they repurposed that. That is actually a good story.
We recycled before it was popular.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing it points out is I'm sitting here listening to you, and I go back to the Jim West days at Virginia baseball, but it does demonstrate what Brian O'Connor has done for this program. I mean, you know, prior to Brian O'Connor, with all due respect, Virginia baseball wasn't a top-of-the-mind type of consideration, and Coach O'Connor has just made Virginia one of the premier baseball programs in the college game.
Well, you know, no question. First off, Brian's been there, 22 years?
Yeah, a good while.
And
credit to Craig Littlepage for getting Brian to come. I guess
he left Notre Dame.
Came from Notre Dame as an assistant.
I still can't believe Notre Dame let him get away. That's the crazy story. It shows you they didn't know what they had.
Well, they might have had a guy. I don't even know who the head coach at Notre Dame was at the time, but maybe he wasn't leaving anytime in the near future, so Brian may have seen this as his opportunity to be a head coach.
Well, it's fascinating. One thing that's interesting is I remember it wasn't that many years ago as a former volunteer fundraiser and whatever for the Virginia Student Aid Foundation, which is now morphed into the VAF. I remember when the baseball program received some consultant's report that the university had subsidized, and it said that they should get rid of baseball. And then there was a giant outcry, and these donors stepped up and said, how much money do we need? And they found enough money, and before you know it, that ultimately led the way to what we have known today as Davenport Field and Tishroom Park and all that. Because it was almost goodbye. And I know you remember this, Yogi.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was scary times back then. And, I mean, I was glad that they changed in the early 80s to allow it to stick around. And we did okay during the 80s. We lost in the ACC. We were dead last in 1982, absolutely terrible. And we lost to the University of North Carolina in the ACC final in basically 11 innings. Basically, Dave Hopkins, who was the pitcher back then, just threw a phenomenal game. He actually shut out North Carolina for 18 straight innings because he opened against them and he finished in the championship game. So we had some good players. Mike Gordon was a really good player back then, and they went on to do, you know, they didn't go into the pros or anything, but they went on and did quite well in life. And so it was exciting. We got better, and then we ended up losing in 1985 in the Southeast Regional Final to the University of Miami. That was when they were not in the ACC, and people obviously did not recognize the fact that they won the College World Series that year in 1985, and we were basically one run from actually beating those guys.
And that shows you how crazy baseball is, because when you got to Virginia, they were the doormat of the ACC, and by the time you were finishing, they were the number one seed in the ACC tournament. And Although they didn't win the tournament that year, they did share the regular season title with Wake Forest. So you saw the program go from last to first and then obviously get to compete in the NCAA tournament, the precursor to the College World Series.
And Frank tells me you were a starting pitcher, midweek starter for a period of time.
Actually, my first year I was a midweek starter, I'll be honest, mainly because I think nine pitchers got hurt, so I was the last guy standing.
Hey,
if you're available,
you were out there.
If you're available, and you hear a lot of coaches talk about availability, if a player is unavailable and wearing street clothes, what good is he?
I know.
You need guys that are ready to go and can contribute.
And I heard, Yogi, your fastball was, what, 95, 97?
It was never that fast.
But did you throw a curveball?
I did throw a curveball. I actually was much faster as a freshman because I literally weighed about 100. After early ball at football at UVA, I went from like 175 to probably 145. So I was a complete stick. Mm-hmm. I did, in my sophomore year, tear up my ankle playing basketball at the rec center to Womack. Basically, we weren't supposed to be playing basketball.
See, I tried to tell you what a tough game basketball is.
Oh, yeah. I gained 80 pounds. I literally went from 145 to about 210.
Wow.
I love being that big because I could knock people around playing basketball, but it certainly did not help my fastball.
Now, have you ever had any arm problems post-college?
I have. I played here in Richmond in the 30 and over summer league, and I finally got the old – I felt like I could barely – just the tennis elbow moved into baseball elbow, and I couldn't – I just wasn't able to throw anymore, and I had to quit at about 35. I stopped playing at 35.
All right, let's talk about this year's UVA baseball team, which has four or five different polls have ranked UVA number two, number three, number four, number five.
Top five everywhere.
And UVA opens the season in Puerto Rico. Sounds like a fun tournament they're going to.
Especially this week with snow coming tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you love the snow, huh?
Yeah, I'm a Pennsylvania guy, yeah.
Great timing.
He loves a fireplace and good bourbon.
Well, yeah. Certainly the fireplace. I'm drinking less these days.
What has happened to you?
I know. I've had the University Alumni Association going to kick me out.
All right. So they're playing on Friday the 14th versus Michigan at 1 o'clock on ESPN+. Then on Saturday the 15th, they're going to play Villanova at 7 p.m., night game, ESPN+. And then Sunday they will play Rice at 4 p.m. So three neutral site games in Puerto Rico. It'll be interesting to see how this team does. I mean, Virginia's got three guys on the Golden Spikes list, five guys listed on the All-ACC preseason, this, that, and the other. And I'm looking forward to catching up more with Brian O'Connor now that we're getting into that time of the year. It should be noted for you serious baseball guys, the first home game is Wednesday, February the 19th at 3 p.m. against George Washington. And then the next time they'll play at home is after a tournament down in Round Rock, Texas. I have no idea where Round Rock is.
We'll have to do a little research. We'll have Vince, our crack researcher, that up.
Hey, Vince, don't touch the computer. No, we don't want him doing that.
Let me ask you this, Yogi. As a former player going into the season, would you rather have high expectations like this team or be a little under the radar?
I always like being under the radar, to be honest. We just because people would not take us as serious, and we could a lot of times could sneak in some wins. But this is a good starting schedule. I mean, Brian O'Connor, those guys, I mean, this team and that coach, they're flat-out studs. So they know how to play. A lot of these guys, they're going to go on to the next level. So I think they like to be at the top. They want to be known as the top guys.
Well, I'm trying to remember. We've been to five or six College World Series.
Maybe more than that.
It's at least five or six.
Well, yeah. In 1 year, I mean, in a pair of years back-to-back, Virginia was playing in the finals against Vanderbilt, and we won one of them.
Yeah, we played them both years.
Yes.
One, lost one. And now, the good omen is they also are picked first in the ACC, and apparently the last time that happened was 2015, the year we won the national title. Right. So maybe that's a good sign.
Well, let's look at this. The Golden Spikes Award, they have a preseason media report. media release, and Wahoo's Evan Blanco, who I believe is a pitcher, Harrison Ditewick, who looks like a throwback to the 1800s, and Henry Ford, speaking of an old-school name, that guy can hit a baseball.
He can hit a baseball.
How about, he is 6'4", crouches down low like he's 5 foot nothing, and hits the ball over the fence, doesn't do any celebrating, but he is... He has power in his swing.
He's a great player, and I love guys like that that had two one-syllable names. Henry Ford. I could pronounce
Hubbo
that.
Hubbo can pronounce that. So historically, Virginia has had 25 Cavaliers featured in the Golden Spikes Award. I think it's fascinating. Virginia has five Cavaliers are preseason All-Americans, and I think 8 or 9 are preseason All-ACC, but
there's some enormous talent on this roster. And Yogi can appreciate this. It comes down to pitching.
It comes down to pitching.
Keeping the pitchers healthy, and that's a key consideration as well.
If you can keep those guys healthy and you can get some of these games that are probably not as important at this time, you get some of the guys that don't throw as much in there, I mean, I think you can go really, really deep with
them. Well, Jay Wolfolk, who pitched at Benedictine, is going to be playing this year, and
he's the number one closer, right?
And you know what? This is an exciting year for that young man. It is exciting to see a Richmond kid get up there and play on such a fabulous team, and I wish nothing but the best for him. I've seen him play in high school, and now he's on the biggest stage potentially, and we will see what that looks like.
They might be back in Omaha again. We certainly hope so.
Nothing would be finer. All right. We want to thank Yogi Biggs for joining us tonight. We're going to break. Come back. We got the we have the Olympic Sports Report sponsored by our good friends at Fridays. And don't forget, Fridays to go is where the fun begins. All right, stay with us. Who's Talking continues. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hopka on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Yeah, it's been a great show. We've had a lot of fun. Yogi Biggs just gave us a little bit of baseball history with us here in the third segment. And now we've got the Big Friday's sponsored Olympic Sports Report. And Hobo is chomping at the bit.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot goes on in the spring. We had Lars Tiffany on the show last week, and the lacrosse team opened with a 19-9 win over Colgate. And Frank Truett Sunderland. Six goals, three assists, 9 points in one game. That's amazing.
Well, there was a player that graduated either last year or the year before, Xander Dixon, who is this real skinny player, and we used to call him the Slim Reaper because he was very fast, very fit, and real thin, and he would slice through the defense, and they couldn't see him, and he would quick stick goals all the time. This guy does the same thing. Well, apparently he hit the pipe so many times that Lars talked about in his post-game, like, we got to get the ball in the net. Stop hitting the pipe. You don't get a goal if you hit the pipe.
I know, but if he hit the pipe a lot, he hit the net a lot, too.
Well, that, you
six
know,
goals is not too bad.
It's interesting. UVA took 69 shots in that game, and Lars is not happy. He wants the ball in the net.
And they play Richmond at Kloeckner this coming weekend. The women's lacrosse team also opened the season with a win over Liberty, 20-5. Men's tennis, which is a subject near and dear to Frank's heart, they beat Georgia 5-2 down in Athens. The men's tennis team ranked number 5 in the country at the moment. Women's swimming, of course, they're seeking their 5th consecutive national championship, which is amazing. They participate in the ACC championships in Greensboro, February 18th through the 22nd.
By the way, if they win this title, don't they retire the championship?
I don't know.
It just resides permanently
in the
UVA Aquatic Center?
The women's swimming, they're happy to win the ACC, but they have loftier ambitions
and
than
the
ACC.
Gretchen Walsh got a standing ovation two games ago in JPJ, and you would have sworn she had played football or basketball for Virginia, the way the crowd reacted to her name.
Well, yeah. She's an amazing athlete. An Olympian with multiple medals, won, I think, in two different Olympics, right?
Yes, correct.
You know, we haven't talked much about wrestling, but Steve Garland, we've had him on the show. He's a terrific guy. I just wanted to mention they defeated Duke last week by a score of 39-0.
And you know what? I don't know what Duke is doing these days. With
probably
wrestling.
Not very good in wrestling, but they, 39-0 is worthy of being mentioned.
I think the last three or four times Virginia has met the Dukies on the mat, the score has been like that every time. Well, and so maybe Duke should just
We got to have Steve Garland back on. He's got so much enthusiasm. And we also don't talk about track and field probably enough, but a gentleman by the name of Gary Martin ran a mile in 3:48.82. You know, I'm old enough to remember Bannister, the four-minute mile.
Yes.
So 3:48.82, it's the second fastest NCAA time ever. He finished fifth in the Milrose Games. So Gary Martin, a terrific track athlete at UVA.
He's been putting down some amazing times just in the last 6-8 months. So that guy has figured out his training routine.
You know, 3:48 is my time in the mile, but it's 3 hours and 48 minutes.
How about basketball?
Basketball. Hey, as Frank said earlier, both Virginia Tech and Virginia have the week off prior to the game Saturday, 2 o'clock. I think it may be on the ACC network. It's clearly televised. Big game at the Castle. I said earlier, Virginia Tech is playing better as well. They've had three or four wins in their last three or four games. Also, several of them on the road. They beat Florida State on the road. Unfortunately, they beat us on the road. So it's a big game, and Virginia really, this would be a huge win and would keep the momentum going into the game next Monday night against Duke. Because if you beat Tech in Blacksburg, that gives you three in a row, and all of a sudden you're playing Duke. And it would really be an opportunity game. I'm sure it'll be a sold-out crowd at JPJ next Monday night at 8 o'clock. And speaking of that, I'm going to go on over to Charlottesville for the game. I'll report in at 6 o'clock to Frank back here in the studio for the show next week. We also have Dr. Jody Smith on next week, and I think you said maybe James Ireland.
Yeah, I've reached out to James Ireland to get a good lacrosse report. It's about that time of the year to get the former goalie back on the air with us.
And, yeah, as I said earlier, they play the Richmond Spiders, who are also ranked in the top 20, so a challenging
they've
game.
Done the Spiders have done a great job building that lacrosse program. The only thing I would say, and I went to U of R for grad school, what took them so long to bring that sport to bear in Robbins Stadium, when half the people in that school played the game? It's crazy to me that it took them this long.
It took a gentleman by the name of Quealy, who gave him a nice gift.
Paul Quealy.
Quealy, he got the soccer program going. Unfortunately, they had to eliminate a couple of sports to do that, including men's swimming. But nevertheless, you're right. I mean, Richmond has developed.
They got rid of track and field, and they got rid of soccer.
Yeah. Lacrosse is really it's an excellent program at the University of Richmond, so that's a tough game for the Hoos next Saturday.
Must point out that Clemson, with their upset over the Dukies on Saturday, surged into the top 25 of the AP poll. They're now number 23 at 19-5. They will come to Charlottesville just in a few weeks, and I think that will be a great game. The Dukies slid slightly down to number 4. They're still 20-3, which is remarkable. I'd like to see some other teams in the ACC, particularly Louisville, rise up and get into the top 25, because they're certainly good enough.
Yeah, I think Louisville, Clemson, and Duke right now are in the dance. Wake Forest and SMU are hoping to get there.
Hubbo's next show, what happens?
I will report in from Charlottesville. You'll be here in the studio holding down the fort. Yogi, thanks for coming in tonight.
We might bring Yogi back.
Hey, Yogi back.
I think we need to bring Yogi back.
He needs to tell us some Yogi stories. All right.
We've got to check out here. Thank you for listening. Go Hoos.
Talk to you next Monday.
All right, let's do it. Hoos Talking. Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.